When I was younger, I thought trying to imagine heaven was a spiritual distraction. I thought my time should be spent doing the work of being a good husband and father. Heaven would take care of itself. Hopefully, heaven was a long way off, and the Lord had given me work to do on earth. I had been taught the somewhat conflicting concepts that heaven was a gift I could not earn, and at the same time that I would be held accountable for the time and talents God had given me. So I took to heart the very practical advice of St. Teresa of Calcutta. Work like everything depends on you, pray like everything depends on God. In my mid-50s, with my children gone and my career winding down, I began to think more about heaven. But then by then, I had been through a serious car accident, some major surgery, and heaven no longer seemed so far off. I began to take the parables about the kingdom of heaven seriously. The parables are all difficult because they make clear that heaven is not like earth, and I spent a lifetime learning how to live here and not learning how to live in heaven for eternity. I did not have a heavenly perspective of myself or others. But I was taught the kingdom of heaven parables, like the one today about the workers in the vineyard, are supposed to be like mirrors. We are supposed to ponder these parables and try to see ourselves in them from heaven's perspective. Like prayer, this pondering is only possible when the Holy Spirit has mercy on us and gives us the will to do the work and guides our thoughts to the truth about ourselves and our situation. I am a cradle Catholic, and when I pondered where I fit in the parable of the workers of the vineyard, I thought of myself as one of those hired in the morning and had borne the heat of the day. I needed to recognize and repent of my tendency to be envious. Through the grace of the Holy Spirit, I was given an experience that made clear to me who I really was. Pat and I were living in New Mexico. It was probably 2009, 1 year into the Great Recession. Pat was working as a consultant for the publisher Our Sunday Visitor and was asked to work at a conference in Albuquerque, which is about 210 miles north of Las Cruces. I thought it would be fun to see the city, and so we drove up that night before. Pat went off to the conference, and I was left on my own. I was as joyful and as guilt-free as a seventh grader with a snow day. I did some walking around the hotel, then decided to drive to the University of New Mexico to see it and to soak up the atmosphere of the bustling university campus. Around lunchtime, I stopped at McDonald's. I was by myself with at least 2 more hours of guilt-free time. On my way into the restaurant, a crowd of students was walking out. One of the students asked me if I would give him some money for lunch. I was taken by surprise. I said no, without thinking. I walked inside and looked up at the prices. At that moment, the Spirit let me know where I stood. I could have bought the student anything on the menu. Even better, I could have asked him to have lunch with me. I could have gotten to know him, maybe even established a bridge of trust. The Spirit was making everything clear. I was an ordained deacon, and after 6 years of training, had no idea of what to actually do in the vineyard. I was one of the laborers in today's gospel that were hired at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, except I didn't even know how to act. Hopefully, I still have 3 hours left to learn the job and actually get something done. How about you?